Hey, interwebs. It's Nate.
And I'm Andy.
And we're with
Let's Talk American by EDU Much.
We're hoping everyone is having a great day. Today we're going to be doing a part two on the history and evolution of English. Our last podcast was more focused on modern and early modern English. This podcast is going to focus on Old English and Middle English. Andy, I understand you're maybe what you would call a bit of an expert on these subjects.
I don't know if expert's the right term. I feel like it's more of a geeky fan.
Okay, sort of that's thing. Fair. That's fair. So, just a brief header here. Old English and Middle English are relatively hard to read, and even in spoken language, sounded totally different from what we, you know, how we speak English today.
Yeah, well, that's due to the great vowel shift of the 1500s, but that's obviously, we're going to be talking about that later when we get into early modern English. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit, actually, that Old English and Middle English originated from Germanic tribes. Right. Therefore, it had a very guttural sound. It was mostly what those people spoke from those countries. Mm-hmm. So it was essentially a completely different language that sounded a lot more like German that evolved due to the different people that lived there, the Latin speakers, the Norse speakers, you know, all these different people, the Cornish speakers. Cornish was spoken in it was spoken in Cornwall up until the 18th century. Mm-hmm. That's an insane amount of time.
And Cornish was actually a Celtic language. And Scotland, Wales, and Cornwall actually all spoke them versus English, where it was kind of the more Germanic right. Latin mix.
Right. Have you ever heard Welsh
no,
spoken?
I have not.
Well, it's very similar to Old English.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it just evolved mm-hmm. to the point where it completely changed due to the amount of people that lived there and spoke the different languages, like Latin. You heard what I said before.
Yeah.
It doesn't bear repeating.
This is true.
They spoke all these languages and mixed together, created our language. But Old English is still something to be talked about. Very interesting, actually. In Old English, they had some very interesting differentiations between the English that we know of today. Mm-hmm. Things that might actually, I know this might be a little bit controversial, but they might actually make more sense and be easier for someone to learn English in the event that we follow these rules of Old English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like kind of what we were discussing before the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's meat and meat. One would be M-E-E-T, and that means to meet someone somewhere.
Right.
And meat, M-E-A-T. You know, like the food.
For sure. And someone who was learning English for the first time might hear that word spoken and think M-E-E-T and M-E-A-T, really it's just going to be one word. Really it's just M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T, right? Mm-hmm. When they're writing it down, they're not going to know the differentiation because right. they've only heard it as the word. And
there is no way to
just
differentiate.
The same.
Exactly.
So in Old English, mm-hmm. M-E-E-T was actually originally pronounced met.
That's interesting. So like the past tense.
Yeah. And M-E-A-T was pronounced miet.
Miet.
Miet. Like,
so you actually heard the A.
Yeah.
Interesting. So as a new English speaker, it would actually be easier to learn these two words because of the difference in their pronunciation
yeah.
of spoken word versus written word.
For sure. And again, due to the great vowel shift, which mysteriously we have not said anything about, the 1500s.
No, I mentioned it earlier.
We lost a lot of that original differentiation. There was gender differentiation.
Right, like in Hispanic languages or Hebrew, for example, languages.
Yeah.
You have the feminine version of a word versus the masculine version of a word. In English today, that does not exist.
Well, it does in the sense of she and he.
Right, like that boat. Boats, like a boat would be a she. She's right. a wonderful vessel.
Right.
You know, something like that. But But as far as like having totally different, you know, suffixes,
exactly, on words, totally different like actual words for male or female,
mm-hmm, it's been cut out.
It doesn't.
And that's actually something I wrap my head around. So my father, as an example, my father speaks a variety of languages. He, mm-hmm, can speak Spanish, French, English, a multitude of languages. And he sometimes would tell me that actually the feminine and masculine versions in Spanish actually makes it easier. So this is another one of those things that's definitely debatable.
Well, maybe.
It adds more words, but I think once you learn the set, it becomes easier. It's one of those things that's truly debatable whether or not, you know, the evolution of the language became simplified or actually more complex. I do think for people that learn the language growing up, it's definitely easier. You have less words to learn.
Right.
But I think for new speakers, where it's a second language, I actually think it makes it harder. People say that picking up Spanish as a second language is a lot easier than trying to pick up English as a second language. So I don't know if that's just the set of education where you have the English speakers have a better way in to learn Spanish because English-speaking countries generally are wealthier than Spanish-speaking countries. Or is it really just is Spanish really just an easier language to learn? I don't know. This is something we should actually look into.
Well, we definitely should look into that, and I think we should have a talk about the comparisons between the different languages, where, mm-hmm, they come from, and why it makes it harder for people to learn English and harder for people to learn, I don't know, I've heard it's very hard to learn Cantonese, for example.
Right, right.
Why is it so hard to learn Cantonese? What makes that such a difficult language to learn?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting subject to talk about.
Yeah, that is. It really goes into the history and evolution of language as a whole.
Yeah. English, as we know it, is very influenced by Norse. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, like Vikings.
Yeah, okay. The Norsemen were the Vikings that happen to really like Thor.
Thor. Yeah, that show on History Channel, Vikings, I've seen the first season. I don't have time to watch it anymore, but I thought it was excellent.
I used to read the Thor comics when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But words like anger, bag, both, hit, law, those are all from Norse.
Interesting.
Directly from Norse.
Interesting.
Those words are and were Norse.
Hmm.
And our language has 2,000 words that are just directly from Norse.
And that was more brought during the Middle English era.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Partially because of the Anglo-Norman and some of the French that kind of moved into England when they were, you know, pillaging and raiding and doing their Viking stuff. What Vikings do.
Everyone jokes about it now, but imagine if that actually happened.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible. I mean, it couldn't happen. I would hope it couldn't happen anymore.
I don't think it can.
Yeah, I hope not. But yeah, I mean, when the more we discuss languages, and I briefly mentioned it in the previous podcast, the more you discuss language, you kind of see how history, you know, they always say history is written by the victor. It's so true, though. Like, even today, right? The most modern English is affected more by American English than any other form. Why? Because America is the world's superpower versus Britain. At one point, it was British English. But now all the new words, they're coming from America, actually, if you think about it. A lot of the...
I didn't think about that, but now that you're saying it, it's
right?
really coming
if you
to
look
mind.
Into... Every year they add new words into the dictionary, if you notice it, most of them are from the U.S. A lot of it is more slang, and a lot of it is internet-based stuff, but that's all vis-a-vis the U.S., which is... I don't know, it's the same idea. History is written by the victor, and... Right now, they're on top. They're the number one, you know, superpower. And because of that,
They are dictating.
Right, they're dictating the direction.
Well, I guess they're dictating the dictionary.
Yeah, they're dictating the dictionary and the overall direction of English. And, you know, the English language and English grammar. Like, a lot of it's changing over. It's really interesting to see the shift from British English to when they were the superpower.
Right.
To, you know, post-World War II world. Of, you know, American English when America became the superpower.
Wow, that's very interesting.
And we're kind of going to, I mean, this is happening now, so we're kind of going to,
again, we're back to the Renaissance.
Yeah,
we are changing the world as we know it.
That's right. And the future of language and the changes it makes all go down in history. It's one of the most interesting kind of things
that, times.
Yeah, people don't even realize it until you stop and think about it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that's all for right now. Join us next time when we will talk about the history and evolution of the English language as we know it, part three. We're going to have a discussion probably about early modern English and modern English.
Hmm. So today we covered Old English and Middle English, yep. And next is going to be Early Modern and Modern English. Don't forget, you can also find us on SoundCloud.
And archive.org.
As well as iTunes.
Let's Talk American.
Yeah, check us out also on iTunes. But of course, the best place to find us is on www.edumuch.com. I'm Nate.
And I'm Andy.
And this was Let's Talk American by EDU Much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, everyone. This is Nate.
And I'm Andy.
Make sure you check us out on edumuch.com.
Or our podcast at Let's Talk American.
We're going to have more interesting subjects to talk about, as well as freebies and giveaways. Please make sure to email us or comment on our blog or podcast section about things you want us to talk about. We're always interested in discussing subjects that people are actively looking for information about.
We want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.